Wishing you a lovely Wednesday, and I hope you're enjoying a good week so far. I left a little bit of a longer gap between teachings from last Thursday to today because last Thursday's was quite an in-depth teaching, and I wanted to give you time to process that and to integrate any awareness that you were having into your day-to-day life around that. I just to say again, I do hope at this point you have a photograph of yourself from your younger self between 0 and 8, or you have a very strong vision around that, because as we move into next week, we're going to be using that. And on Sunday night, just a reminder, we will be having our monthly gathering, and we'll be doing a reframing exercise. I really do want you to have a vision of yourself at a good place in your life for a particular reason for that night. So today what we're looking at is that the basis and the foundation of inner child healing is that you can provide yourself with the ability to love yourself, support yourself, and meet your own needs. As I've been talking to you over the last few weeks, that really this inner child healing comes and stems from in that time in our childhood where needs weren't met, and how we are still trying to seek those are still trying to have those needs met as we go on in up into our adult life, which feeds into our responses and feeds into our triggers, etc., which I won't repeat again. But what can also happen is we start to look in our adult life for those needs to be met by other people in our life then. So we have kind of an unconscious almost need for some particular people in our friendships, in our partnerships, even in our work relationships, for people to meet the needs that we are desperately seeking to have met. This can put a lot of pressure on relationships because a lot of this is unconscious and subconscious. We're not actually communicating properly what we actually need, but we have an expectation that other people should be providing that with us, whether it's an emotional thing, a mental thing, or whatever. And this can lead to breakdowns in relationships. It can lead to tension in relationships, and it can lead us to actively not feel like we're being looked after properly, supported properly, or given enough from those in our life. So this is a really critical part. We've already looked last week, as I was saying a moment ago, at how our needs not being met affect us and our triggers, okay? So these link into what we're seeking. So it starts to kind of, you know, manifest itself externally and in the external parts of our life. But if we're going around very unaware of what our inner child actually needs, and we're then getting triggered by external circumstances because of that, and we don't even recognize, oh, that trigger is happening, or that kind of emotion's coming up because of this inner child needs that I have. The same can be said in relationships, that if you're unaware of this, you have a subconscious expectation that needs to be met and it cannot be met. And then if you can't communicate to someone why you have that expectation of them, or why something is bothering you, or why something is affecting you in terms of their behavior, or how you're, you know, communicating together with each other, it leads to a lot of difficulty and a lot of stresses. So what I would like you to think about today is, how do you look to others to meet the needs that you have not had met in your younger years? So an example of this could be in a relationship. You're maybe married, or in past partnerships or present ones, or even ones you'll be in the future. You may have a situation where you would like to your partner to tell you how good you are. Maybe you need a lot of reassurance, a lot of affirmation of how good of a partner you are, or even how good of a person that you are. And that need is stemming from the fact that you were not given that enough as a child. And in your relationship, your partner may be giving you all of that, but it might just not be enough, or they might not be giving you any of that. But what it starts to do is it starts to trigger a response in you about them and what they should be giving to you. Now, obviously, in a relationship, it is very important, whether that's a partnership, like I was saying, or even a friendship, or in a work situation, in other family stuff as well, that of course there should be recognition, reassurance, you know, positive affirmation and reinforcement from ourselves and from a friend or a partner or a work colleague. There should be a mutual exchange of that. But sometimes when we are being, you know, triggered from that inner child place, no amount of what we get may seem enough because it's not really fulfilling that gap that's within us. We might start to act out. We might start to pull back from someone. We might even start to misbehave in terms of how we speak to them, the arguments we start with them. We might even not say anything at all and get really frustrated, and it causes a barrier in our relationship. This can be across the board, and it could even happen in your work situations, like I said, your friendship situations, even groups that you're, you know, involved in. For like, say you're involved in like a yoga class, and maybe you have felt that people haven't recognized you in your life, or maybe they've overlooked you in your life or undervalued you in your life. And in a group setting, you may experience that even more. And it kind of starts to feed into these feelings that you're having, which then could lead you to distance yourself even more from a group because you're feeling like you're not appreciated or not wanted there. So what they're just two little examples. I mean, there is a million examples I could give because there's so much in this. But what I would like you to think about today is, what expectations do you have of others, and or what are you looking for from others at times? Now, for this exercise, you're going to have to be really honest with yourself, because this generally taps into our own kind of, as we call it, our shadow side. You know, the part of us that can be particularly, you know, sometimes unpleasant, or, you know, not thinking the right way about people, or communicating to them the right way, or making rash judgments around people. You know, we're coming from a triggered space. So we have to own that and take accountability. But perhaps it's really a freeing exercise to do that when you realize that it's nobody's job or responsibility to make you feel a certain way, because one, they can't, because nobody can make you feel a certain way. And two, it's also about being able to communicate and ask what you do need in a more mature, responsible and clear way. So this will be a really helpful thing around your relationships in your life, but it'll also be very helpful for you then to know what these things are and to know what your expectations are. And expectation is a big word, because you probably say, well, I don't expect anyone to do anything for me or to treat me a certain way or do something, but you actually will. If you look at it deeply and if you're honest enough with yourself, you will. And this is what's important. Like, I know for myself, and it's only something I've realized in the last year, that I would have always looked for outside validation from other people. And if I wasn't getting it, I would be getting really frustrated. Or in times, you know, in like one or two friendships, I can think I wasn't getting enough support. Now, it's okay to recognize someone's not giving you support and that actually be a factual thing. But at the same time, the level of upset that I would get would be too much and actually would be hindering me even more. So, you know, it's about saying, well, it's not necessarily the responsibility, and also I'm being triggered because of X, Y, and Z. So this is why all of these things that we do in It's Time For Me and like this month are just heightening our own awareness. So have a think about that, and I'll talk to you really soon. And don't forget Sunday night's class, 8:30 Irish time on Zoom. The details are below under the monthly gathering details, and I'll talk to you really soon.